to put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit, and we go towards our goals together as one.
For Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box. That's one missed it.
Hey y'all, Gavin here. I am not where I usually am when I'm watching away games, and I was actually on the road during the pre-game stuff, so this is why you're getting my thoughts solely after the game. But I would have been, you know, somewhat bullish before the game. I know I said on the pod I thought that we were going to lose, and I probably would have stuck with that prediction pre-game, after even after seeing the lineups. But 5-0, I'm probably gonna have to rewatch the game to fully break it down, but my oh my, was that a shit show. That was a shit show. That was hard to watch. I'm sure it was hard to partake in for the players, and a big smack in the face. And to me right now, it feels like almost like a passing of the baton over to Miami to be the leaders of Florida, if you will. The Florida is purple versus Florida is pink. They asserted their dominance tonight. And that one hurt, for sure. That one hurt. Not the end of the world. We still have the rest of the season to go. But it's going to be all about the response now. It happened. We can't change that it happened. It's all about the response. So I'll quickly do a player by player. My main theme is going to be that the tactics going into the game were wrong, and the players just didn't perform at all, offensively, defensively. It was atrocious, specifically defensively. It was really, really poor. So, obviously, with the five goals against, that's pretty obvious. But Galese, I mean, I'm not going to say he couldn't do anything about any of the goals that went through. You know, maybe one or two he could have stopped. But just with the way the night went, it was never going our way. And I can't fault him too much for the loss at all. But also, I would have liked to see a little bit better positioning from him. And maybe if I rewatch him, I might be able to point out one or two things he could have done better. But, you know, when you're getting chances right in front of your net time and time and time again, and you've got to stop them all, it's just never going to happen. So didn't think he had a great game, but also not at fault for the loss, for sure. Dagordan didn't really do much offensively or defensively. You know, he seemed to be one of the only ones who was trying and working hard and trying to be creative in that opening period, but by the time we were 3-0 down, you really didn't see much of him for the remainder of the game. And I mean, by the end, he did this thing that I think summed up the end of the game perfectly. We had the ball in the back. It was maybe like the 80th, 82nd minute, and you know, there's some light pressure by Miami. We could have passed out of it, and he just turns and kicks it right out of bounds. And it's like, yep, we were done by that point in the game. Obviously, it's 5-0, but that just really summed it up. So, just saying, Dagordan made me think of that moment. Schlegel, disaster class. I mean, that's a droppable offense type of game. That's like a sellable offense type of game from him. All over the place, keeping players on side in terms of the high line we were playing and trying to play offsides trap. He was terrible defensively, jumping out of his hole and creating gaps in our defense and not getting to the ball. I feel like he didn't even make like a good tackle. I feel like every duel he went into, he lost. He was too late, not quick enough with his decision making, and making poor decisions defensively. And he just got picked on time and time and time and time again. And he had a disaster class. Point blank, he had a disaster class. A lot of the goals you can look at Schlegel and say, what is he doing? Terrible, terrible game from him. He's going to have to set it right. A lot of people will say, why did he even start? We have Brocalo. I'm telling y'all, I think Brocalo has a slight injury that we're keeping him for. I really do. We're keeping him back. I hope he's available for Tigres, because if he wasn't injured, he should have been on that pitch at 2-0. He should have been. Schlegel was having a terrible game immediately. Maybe I'm being too harsh, but I just Schlegel was just woof, terrible. He's had a rough start to the season for sure. Robin Jansen, same. Not a great game. Not a great game for Jansen. Gets yet another yellow card for dissent. What's new? I think he's picked up a yellow card in each game we've played this season, I think, or just about. So back to his normal yellow card best. But in terms of his play on the field defensively again, yikes. Poor display from him. Slightly better than Schlegel. Santos, I mean, defensively, I guess he was fine. I would say out of the back four, he was maybe the best defensively. Offensively, he wasn't really there. You know, we're going down the left a lot, and we're doing that one move where we have the second striker run into the channel and try to put a cross in, or have Santos overlapping it across in, and yet again, every single time, it was getting blocked by the Miami defender. And so I feel like we've already been sussed out there, and I'd like to see us try something different offensively. Santos wasn't able to get any crosses in that were of any threat, and yeah, that's all I really have to say on him. Araujo, not great. Again, late. He tried his best, but really one of his poorer performances. Same with Cartagena. Hooked at halftime again. Not sure what's going on with him either. But defensive midfield. I mean, look, we have to give some credit to Miami. I thought they did a really good job of having those rotations in midfield, and those are really hard to cover. But we weren't able to cope with it, and as soon as they bypassed Araujo and Cartagena, they were just flooding our back line, and they just had second man runs, third man runs at times, and just, yeesh, they just were just getting through time and time and time again, too easy, way too easy. And so Araujo and Cartagena just weren't the rocks at the back that we are, we expect of them, that we see week in, week out. It just wasn't there. Facu Torres, invisible on the night, completely invisible. Really disappointed with his showing tonight. Angulo, same. You know, they switched sides. It didn't matter. Neither of them were threatening. Neither of them were remotely impressive offensively or defensively. Just nowhere to be found. So both of them kind of ghosted on us. And then Duncan Maguire didn't have the service. Didn't even feel like he was working that hard defensively. You know, I was expecting a little bit more running out of him. And I don't know. It was weird. Duncan was invisible as well for me. So overall, a really hard one to take. In terms of the subs, I mean, Muriel came on also invisible. Had a moment or two that was decent, but not good enough. Ladero came on. Thought he looked okay, but again, not great. And overall, that second half was just a shit show on top of the shit show that was the first half. Who else came on? Enrique was the only bright spark for me on the night. The only bright spark. He looked good. He looked like he should be starting on the left right now. His performance in midweek, his performance in the second half of this game, he looks like a threat on the left, unlike Angulo, who just looks right now like someone who runs up and down the pitch. And I can do that job. I could do the job that Angulo is doing. I can get in shape, run up and down the pitch, and not have threat offensively at all. And so Enrique is actually able to do stuff that I couldn't do, which is cut inside, dribble, turn, shoot, score, all those things. Yeah, so I want to see Enrique starting against Tigres. I think that's how I'm feeling about him. And then, of course, you know, maybe he has a poor performance and I'm calling back for Angulo. But Enrique looks to be one of our most threatening offensive options at this moment in time, at this moment in our season. And other than that, I mean, Felipe came in for a couple minutes. Cal Smith came in on the left for half of the second half, and I really don't have any thoughts on either of them. So, yeah, really hard one to take. We got to take it on the chin and keep it moving. We got Tigres coming up, and feels like a pass into the baton. That's my take on the matter. I know that won't be popular. I know people will say, no, it's not a pass into the baton, but look, 5-0. I mean, 5-0 in a rivalry match. They smacked us. They literally just came in, smacked us, and walked out with our wife. And we just sat there and watched. Like, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. It hurts a lot. And so that's why I'm feeling it's like a passing of the baton type of moment. Not the end of the world. We can come back from this. And it's all about how we respond. That's going to be the message. It better be the message. We can't keep thinking about this now. We have to just go and say, it happened. How do we respond to it? And I hope we respond with a big fat W against Tigres. But we have some things to fix up for sure based on tonight's performance. So I got to go. Sorry for no pre-match thoughts. I was on the road. But you get the post-match venting. So hope you enjoyed. Don't get too upset about this match. It's just one match. We have the rest of the season. Let's keep it contained. Let's keep calm. No reason to go getting in Twitter fights with other Orlando City fans about it or Miami fans. Let them have their banter moment. We've been bantering them. Let them have their moment. Don't get into it. Just read it and keep on scrolling. That would be my advice. That's what I'm going to be doing, and hopefully. And just keep it pushing. All right, Orlando City fans, have a good rest of your night. Have a drink. You've earned it after watching that shit show. And as always, vamos Orlando.
To put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit. And we work towards our goals together as one.
Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box.